This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including a new book, Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence in the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Every year, the National Education Association passes a resolution calling for global education. This year's resolution, number B34, says, "The National Education Association believes that global education imparts an appreciation of our interdependency in sharing the world's resources to meet mutual human needs." Now, don't think that that means students will merely learn about geography, people, and culture of other countries, which would be all well and good. Global education is the code word for teaching students to admire interdependence in place of independence and national sovereignty and patriotism. Global education may soon be coming to a school near you. It's a new fad in the public schools, and at least 18 states have initiated policies encouraging or mandating more attention to instruction in world history and culture, foreign languages, and the interactions between the United States and other countries. Parents who have examined the curriculum materials call them appalling and grade school political brainwashing. In one Texas public school, the eighth grade seminar for gifted and talented students focuses on interdependence. Here are some of the focus questions that are to be presented to the students, and I quote, "Why is interdependence an important theme to study throughout the year? How do cultures affect interdependence? What kinds of conflict can occur as a result of interdependence or lack thereof? How does the development of technology and art impact interdependence? Does interdependence affect males and females in the same way?" Now, it's hard to see how such global studies will advance grade school students' knowledge of any real-world political systems. It's even harder to justify the class time spent on such fantasies. Students should be studying the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating a popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. I've got a new word for you tonight, folks. A word I want you to look up in your dictionary, see what it says. The word is tolerance. My dictionary, the one that I use all the time, the American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language, says, 1, the capacity for practice of allowing or respecting the nature, beliefs, or behavior of others. That's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. We want to be slightly tolerant of one another's beliefs and likes and dislikes. But what happens when it gets you in trouble? Because definition number 2 says, leeway for variation from a standard. Isn't that what we've done, folks? Haven't we variated drastically from the standard of America, from what America has come to be? Haven't we slipped and slid down that slope where America is no longer recognizable to people like you and I, where we see things differently, all because we have to be tolerant? Tolerance! I'm sick of being tolerant when nobody's tolerant of me. I am tolerant that the law be enforced, but nobody's tolerant of my tolerance of that. Nobody understands that I want to be a law-abiding American citizen and demand that of others. Nobody seems to care. Why is that? Because tolerance has run wild in this country. Our standards have drastically slid to the point where it's no longer recognizable, and it has gotten so bad that Americans no longer see their cities as they once did. Example. Phoenix, Arizona, with its huge influx of illegal aliens, is experiencing a huge clash of cultures. Some Phoenix neighbors are now being completely overrun by hordes of illegal aliens, mostly from south of the border. Friction over lifestyle and culture is becoming more and more common. One longtime Phoenix resident recently said, quote, "They don't control their pets, little children, and they let them run all over the neighborhood and into my yard. They crank that ranchera music so loud that the whole neighborhood has to listen to it," end quote. The lack of Americanism and assimilation is causing stress, and it seems that as these numbers grow, so does the violence and the end of the once tranquil city of Phoenix. There's talk about the way the illegals dress there in Phoenix, Arizona, and how they talk, and how they are now becoming a liability on society. There's tensions over jobs, wages, parks, facilities, and all this is brought on by the newly arrived non-English-speaking illegal aliens, mostly from south of the border, places like Mexico, Central and South America. Neighbors in some Phoenix neighborhoods blame tensions on cultural differences like booming Spanish language music and late night parties that fill the normally quiet streets with people and noise. Phoenix police officer Joe Trujillo, a community action officer, said, quote, "Speaking of longtime neighbors, they feel like the neighborhood is being overrun by immigrants, and they're trying to protect it. A lot of them are not happy with the way their neighborhood has changed," end quote. Wow. This must be a bunch of racist white folks there, folks. They just don't like the brown-skinned folks coming into their neighborhoods. This is typical of whitey. This is absolutely typical. Maybe there's a few black folks in the neighborhood who want to hold back these newly arrived hardworking people and deny them the American dream. Wouldn't that just be typical? Black and white Americans hating these poor, poor illegal aliens from south of the border. Well, I'm sorry to pop your BS bubble, but every one of these statements quoted in this monologue was from the mouth of an American who happened to be Hispanic. That's right. Yeah, I know you're out there all ready to jump on and say, listen to Whitey. He's jumping on these people again. No, this is American Hispanics who said this. People just like you and I. People that share our culture. People who do the very same things that we do every day. Go to work, pay the bills, put the kids in school. And what happens? They are just as angry as anybody else. The fact that they're Hispanic means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. These are American people in Phoenix, Arizona, who happen to be Hispanic, and they are fed up with illegal aliens who just happen to be the same race that they are. These are not my words, folks. These are their words, and they were from last Friday's edition of the Arizona Repugnant in an article titled "Latinos, Migrants Face Clash of Cultures." Now, you are all ready to blame some white folks for this. But it seems like Hispanic people are just as fed up as everybody else. This article lays out the struggles of American people trying to adjust to an illegal invasion, even though they didn't use the word invasion. But the fact that 99% of these people are in the country illegally, that also didn't come up in the article. But nonetheless, it was stated that there is problems there, and these problems are growing. These problems are growing with leaps and bounds, folks, and you know why? Because people are sick of it. They are tired of having to be tolerant. Why would I be tolerant of somebody who's invaded my country? Why would I be tolerant of somebody who didn't obey the laws to get here? Why would I be tolerant of somebody that hates me and won't even let me live in their neighborhoods? I will not be tolerant of lawbreakers, ever. I will never be tolerant of that. And Mark Kondracki said in an article yesterday that we should amnesty these people because they are the lifeblood of America. They are the heartbeat of America. This is what we have run into now with politicians who ask us to be tolerant of law breaking. And I will never do that. I will not be tolerant of somebody who has invaded my country and brought a new type of poverty here, third world style. What I will be tolerant of is the law. I will be tolerant of what the Bible says we must do. We must recognize Caesar's laws and embrace them and live by them. I will be tolerant of people who come here the right way and embrace my Americanism and embrace this country for what it is, a beacon for the world. That's what I will embrace. But I will not embrace lawbreakers ever. This thing is getting out of hand, and it is because we are asked to be tolerant of people who are not tolerant of us. I am sick and tired of tolerance. It makes me vomit every time I hear that word, and it has become a four-letter word along with multiculturalism and diversity. They all suck, and I will not use those words. Neither will I use minority or people of color. I will not use those terms either because they are counter. They're bad. They're bad. That's what they are. Counterproductive to this country. And I'm sick of it. We know that these problems have started. We know they're getting worse. The Arizona Republic, even though they published this article, would not admit these people were illegally in the country. They know it. And the illegals know it. These disenfranchised people of Phoenix know it. It heats up, folks. It is getting hot. People are angry, and people are not going to take it. And I do not advocate violence, but I predict it unless these newspapers, unless these TV stations, and unless these piss-poor politicians across this country decide that they're going to have these laws enforced and deport every one of these illegal aliens with a pulse out of my country. And until that happens, there will be no peace, and there will be no justice. And that's the name of that tune. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Today, we need a nation of Minutemen, citizens who are not only prepared to take arms, but citizens who regard the preservation of freedom as the basic purpose of their daily life, and who are willing to consciously work and sacrifice for that freedom. Do you know who said that? John F. Kennedy. Are you willing to work and sacrifice for your freedom? Considering the state of our nation, you ought to be. Anti-gun politicians today think they can improve society by keeping guns out of the hands of criminals. They pass legislation that only pertains to those who already obey the law. The fact is, gun control increases violent crime by shifting the balance of power to the criminal, while simultaneously disarming helpless victims and lawful citizens. This is Sherry Crawford, Director of Marketing for the Liberty Bells, urging you to defend your right to defend yourself. Visit our website at libertybells.org to get educated and to support the cause. Liberty Bells, we're putting the Second Amendment first.
Hi, Roy Burns, President of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. For the last 12 years, Merrick Bob has been employed as special counsel to the Board of Supervisors to serve as monitor of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. This job pays him about $200,000 a year. Naturally, Bob wants to keep his job, so he finds problems with our department to keep his salary coming. He does this by producing lengthy reports which criticize our department without ever consulting the deputies. Merrick Bob's reports are negative, not just because they're justified, but simply to promote his longevity. Bob took issue with District Attorney Steve Cooley, saying he declines to prosecute deputy sheriffs. According to District Attorney Cooley, his prosecutors are required by law to review all evidence before making a determination, unlike Mr. Bob. As president of ALAD, I back Steve Cooley, who faults Merrick Bob. I would like to see the Board of Supervisors stop using Mr. Bob as a monitor. His findings lack support and are printed simply to keep his job alive. Instead, I suggest a civilian review board with members who have law enforcement experience. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
This is the Terry Anderson Show. We talk about illegal immigration. I want to welcome all those folks who have friends and relatives who could not hear the sound of our voice. They can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome everybody tonight listening live across the country at WLRM 1380 Memphis, Tennessee, KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona, the great K-Dawn 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada, and all the folks listening on the RBN Network, welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out, but don't forget, you get back all that you give. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. I always wonder if my guest sitting here waiting to come on is thinking I'm talking about him when I say that. I'm not. I had to get that one out. Tonight we got a repeat offender. One Bill Gilberto, I will do anything for my race, Cedillo. Here's a guy that once again got punked and smacked in the face when Herr Schwarzenegger vetoed his SB 60 that would have rewarded law-breaking criminal illegal aliens with a California driver's license. Yes! Schwarzenegger didn't do it like I wanted him to do it, but he did do it, and I will accept it. Now, Cedillo gave off with some of the same old lame beef manure that he said in the past. He emphasized the fairness of driver's licenses to those who may not have access to citizenship. Yeah, you mean maybe like an illegal alien or somebody? Yeah, they definitely don't have access. You know, that's the same yip-yap that he's been talking ever since day one. And we all got used to it. But now he's got a new angle that really, really rips at me. It angers me very much because he is using the displaced victims of Hurricane Katrina. He says that these people left the Gulf Coast with little more than the clothes on their backs, came to California, and now they can't prove they're citizens, and they may want to work when they're here, so they need SB 60. Ain't a chance. These people have Social Security numbers. They can prove who they are with a little search through the Social Security database, but to use somebody's misfortune like this is outrageous. This is outrageous that you would take this and use it to get a license for people who are illegally in the country and they happen to be your race. That's what this is all about and nothing else. Just people that look like you, talk like you, speak the same foreign language, and have the same allegiance to the other foreign country that you have. And that's what you're about doing. These people do not need SB 60. And this clown, this Cedillo, will do anything to pass this illegal aliens driver's license bill that Californians have said many times they do not want. We have said it. We don't want it. Why don't you put it to a vote, Mr. Cedillo, instead of trying to slip it through on us like some kind of clandestine idiot? Why don't you let Americans in California vote on this? I will accept whatever they say. If they say, yes, we want it, I will never bring it up again. But you won't do that because you're scared. You're scared as you can be. Yeah, I said scared, not scared. Black folks know what I'm talking about. I'm going to tell you something. Gil Cedillo is a disingenuous, race-based politician, and all he cares about is those who look like him. Gilberto won't give up, but guess what? Neither will we. We ain't going away. And every time you bring it back, we're going to find a way to slap you with it again because this is ridiculous. Leave the race at home, senor. Leave it at home. Govern the people of the state of California as you would govern with a blindfold on. Do not use their color and their race to govern. Tonight, one bill, Gil Cedillo, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. Good Lord. And he promised he's going to bring it back again. Like we're shocked. Let's get to our guests now, folks. Valiant man in the state of California, a man I have the greatest respect for, a guy that is blazing trails to fight the problem of illegal immigration. And I'm going to tell you something. There comes a time when people just have to stand up. And here's a guy that stood up. He's standing on a stepladder. He's standing so tall. Assemblyman Ray Haynes. Ray, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, buddy. You know, I was speaking to some people from out of state, and I'm going to be back east next week, and I'm going to talk about your initiative when I'm there. This is one of the most important things to ever hit the state of California, and the reason I say that is because we have lost hope here. A lot of us have. I haven't, but a lot of people have, and I understand it. Prop 187 going down like it did, and then trying to qualify it another two times, and it didn't happen, and now this Gil Cedillo continually bringing back this bill that he knows everybody's against. You know, people have lost hope, and this thing is going to give them hope. When we get this thing passed, this will be the biggest thing to hit this country as far as fighting illegal immigration. Prop 200 in Arizona was a big thing, but this is the biggest, and we are proud of you, sir.
Well, thank you. You know, California does, when California does something, they do it in a big way.
And yeah, we do.
If we do this California Border Police, it will shake up Washington. It will shake up the country.
Can you imagine what the other states that have an initiative process will do? They will all be lined up to get the same thing. I don't care if they're border states or not. They're going to be lined up to get the exact same thing. And the opposition to this that I've heard is the same old tired rhetoric about profiling and how are you going to know these people are illegal. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. Ray, tell us how this thing is going to be enforced. I mean, I know there's going to be interior enforcement and there's also going to be workplace enforcement. What's the deal?
Well, yeah, the California Border Police will use all of the tools available to law enforcement to enforce the laws against illegal immigration. Whatever the federal government laws are on immigration, the Border Police will enforce them, that's number one. They will use every tool that's available to police. You know, those who say, well, it's profiling and it's all this other, you know, cops know how to do this stuff.
They are trained.
To learn how, I mean, how do you know who committed a murder? Well, you do some investigation. How do you know who's breaking, you know, pick a law?
There's
cops
ways.
Learn how to enforce the law. And we will have a trained police force in California whose sole function is the enforcement of federal immigration law.
Well, I think it's a thing that's long due. It's overdue. Tell us how the petitions starting to come in. I know you gave us a figure last week of how many were out. How many was that are out so far?
Well, we have got Well, we just sent out, the figure that I gave you was 500,000. I do know that an additional 100,000 was sent out, mailed out this last week. So we're up around 650,000 petitions out there. I personally have handed out about 70,000 of them. So, I mean, I've been running around up and down the state, trying to get this out to people and get them doing their thing. So I'm very encouraged with the number of petitions that are out there and what's been going on and the way they're coming back. You know, we're right now at about 250,000 signatures back in.
Well, that's a good number. And, you know, Ray, I'm going to tell people right now, there's no excuse for not getting your petitions in or going out there and getting a few signed on your own. We're going to talk about that a little later here in the show. I've got some people here that are experts at gathering petition signatures, and we're going to talk about that. But what I want to say, you know, we're on all across the country. We're on quite a few stations. And I want to appeal to the rest of the people in this country right now. You know, we need money to put this thing over, and you guys can't get petitions. You can't get signatures in other states, but you can surely send some money to Ray Haynes so he can get this thing done. It takes money, and if we're looking like we're going to fall short, that's fine. What you do then, you go out and buy signatures, and that costs money. So anybody across the country that wants this to happen, and remember when I tell you this, it just doesn't happen in California. This is going to affect the entire country. This thing is going to be an atomic bomb that gets dropped when it happens. And they're going to be struggling trying to catch up with us. Anybody that's got an initiative process is going to pick this thing up and try to get it. Arizona will probably be next. And I want people to understand, if you don't live in California, if the first thing you do if you don't live here, call your relatives here and tell them to get a petition and circulate it. Secondly, send some money. You can send money from anywhere in the country. It's legal.
and we can spend it.
Absolutely. It's legal. It's absolutely legal.
Well, I will tell you, if people will send it to P.O. Box 1948 in Sacramento, California 95812, that'll get it. If they want to send a check or if they want to get up on our website, calborderpolice.com, and it's got to be calborderpolice.com, californiaborderpolice.com is somebody else. Calborderpolice.com is ours. Either way, you can donate online, you can order signatures, or you can order petitions online. At calborderpolice.com. Either way, I will tell you, I mean, this is what already, Terry, I've been getting phone calls from legislators and others across the country saying, get us the details. Show us what you're doing. Show us the legal basis for it.
I knew that was coming.
It's already, I mean, the spark has already lit the fuse. I think if we can run this thing all the way through, if we can get our signatures, and like you say, the paid signature gatherers can bring this thing over the top. If we can get money, look, I've put my personal money into it. I've got 14 California legislators that have put up $10,000 apiece, for this. I've got a Congressman Ed Royce, put up $40,000 for it. I got, another state senator put up, John Campbell, who put up $35,000 to get this thing. So, you know, this isn't just, you know, somebody saying, hey, send us money because we're not willing to write the check ourselves. We've actually stepped up to the plate ourselves, and all we're asking is for a few other folks themselves. $250,000 I've gotten out of legislators and out of congressmen.
Politicians who spend their own money? My God.
Exactly. I mean, that's how much they believe in this, and what we're asking is for others to do the same. You know, I honestly believe with another 150,000 bucks, we put this thing to bed, and if folks will sit down and write a check right now, you know, enough people do it, 100,000 bucks. That's 1,000 people writing a $100 check. That's easy.
Yeah, it is. That's what we're asking, folks, and we're not going to take any excuses this time. This has got to be done. This is as big or bigger than Prop 187. This is the biggest thing that happened to the state. Man, we put this over. We won't have solved all the problems, but we'll sure have them shaking in their boots. Man, they'll be shaking, and that's what we want. We want this thing fixed, and the way to get it fixed is to do something, and this is a positive step. That phone number, folks, if you want to call and get information, it's 916-443-6703. That's 916-443-6703, and it's calborderpolice.com. Give that address one more time, Ray, in case somebody just wants to drop that check in the mail tonight.
It's P.O. Box 1948. That's P.O. Box 1948. That's the year Harry Truman became president. That's the year that Harry Truman beat Dewey. I guess he became, he was president before them. P.O. Box 1948, Sacramento, California, 95812.
Ray, we're doing all we can to get this thing across, and we're going to keep fighting for it. I'm going to talk about it when I go back east. Maybe I can maybe corral you a little money back there when I'm there and see what we can do to get this thing done. We're going to do it. It's just a matter of how easy we do it. I want a million signatures. I want a million signatures to show just how serious we are on this issue. That's important. That's very important. Ray, I know you're a busy man. I want to thank you for taking time with us tonight. We are at your disposal anytime you need us. I have said that before, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart.
Hey, Terry, you have been one of the great supporters of California Border Police, and I know together we're going to make this thing happen.
We will. Assemblyman Ray Haynes, gentleman deluxe and politician par excellence, we appreciate you coming on, buddy. Keep us informed on what's going on.
You bet. Thanks a lot.
Take care, Ray.
Bye.
All right. We're going to go to our guests now, and we have two guests here in studio. We've got Doug and... Ed, excuse me, Bill. I get a little nervous, guys. We got Doug and Bill. They're going to tell us what it's like to get the how do you get signatures out here? How easy is it and how hard is it?
Well, there's I would put first thing to consider is the venue. Where are you going to get your signatures from? Well, you're either going to be on private property or you're going to go to public property. If you're on private property, we're talking about things like shopping malls, any place where there are multiple stores that are sharing a space, maybe even an individual store with their own parking lot, supermarket, things like that. If it's private property, technically you're supposed to have permission.
So you ask first.
So you ask. Okay. You ask for the manager, you ask for anybody in the store, and don't come on strong. You know, be laid back, tell them you're not going to prevent people from getting to the store. You're not going to pressure people. It's just a very laid-back operation. If your attitude is cool, they're going to say, sure, knock yourself out, have a good time. So then you just set up on the outside and conduct business. Now, it's a whole different ballgame if you're talking about public property because things like, let's say, sidewalks, parks, beaches, public parking lots, anything like this, you don't have to have anybody's permission. Again, you don't want to impede traffic because a cop could come over and say, for public safety, he's going to throw you out. But as long as you're cool, there's a quaint little detail. It's called the First Amendment, and they can't stop you. So we've gone to public places and had absolutely no harassment, and people lined up sometimes six, seven, eight deep. We need three people just to process the petition.
So there's signatures you may not get.
Well, if you have two or three people.
I mean, if you don't have two or three people,
yeah,
there's
exactly.
Some that will slip by.
And that's why I recommend that you team up with people. In fact, we're encouraging people if they'd like to volunteer and help us out. We have people that are trained at this, so you don't have to wonder what's permitted and what isn't. We have the venues kind of cased out. We've checked them out.
How many have you gotten, Doug?
In one day, we got 176.
That's,
well, it's a day and a half.
That's you and Bill together.
Bill. And we had one fellow relieve me when I had to take off for work.
Okay.
So it's usually working two at a time.
That's a pretty good return.
I'd say so.
Yeah, that's a pretty good return.
We've done 20, 25 an hour at times with no hassle at all. So what you want to do is you want to find a place where you've got good foot traffic. That's the key.
Right.
You know, you can go to your family and friends, but you're going to get 5 or 10 or 15 or 20, but you got to go.
Get those.
Yes.
Get those
absolutely.
First. Get
yes.
those first. But then you've got to get out in the public where there's foot traffic, where there's numbers that you can hit. What's the percentage? I mean, say you hit on 100 people. How many of them sign it?
I would say, now see, we had a lot of success at the Strand down at the beach. And you got people riding by on bicycles and people on skateboards and every other darn thing. Of the pedestrians, I'd say we might get 25, 35, 40%. Very liberal crowd down there. But if you have enough people walking by, people are going to look at that sign and say, liberal or conservative, I want my border sealed. I care about this country, and I see it going down the toilet. The politicians are doing nothing about it. Here's a chance for the people to step up to the bat, and they say, give me that petition. Where can I sign? How many times can I sign? And I give them a blank petition. I say, take this to your family and friends. Get them to sign it.
I got an email from a guy in East L.A. the other day who told me that he's getting petitions signed in East L.A. at some of the shopping areas there because, you know, but he's a little tentative with it. We got a hard break coming up. We're going to get back to both you and Bill in a minute. Here's a guy, folks. I talk about him every week. Senor Gutierrez.
The border remains a military zone. This land that historically has been ours for 40,000 years, and we're a new mestizo nation. We are not immigrants that came from another country to another country. We are migrants free to travel the length and breadth of the Americas because we belong. Here, we have an aging white American. They are not making babies. They're dying. It's a matter of time.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
I'm going to get to everybody on the lines and get back to our guests in a few minutes to talk a little bit more about how to gather signatures. But first, a word from our sponsor, Jonathan from Capital Gold Group. Jonathan, how are you doing this evening?
Very well, Terry. How are you this fine evening?
Pretty good, buddy. I was reading an article the other day in the USA Today paper, and it talked about, inflation fears drove gold prices to a 17-year high in the third quarter. Now, they say this high hasn't been reached since 1988. That was $472 an ounce. Wow. What's going to happen for the rest of the year?
Well,
is that a trend that's going to keep going, or?
Well, we've seen gold continue to rise week after week right now. We're expecting it to actually break the $500 barrier, especially because we're coming to Christmas and people like to buy gold during Christmas time. But as you read in USA Today, inflation is creeping in at such a fast rate, which means everything is becoming more expensive. And when that happens, this pushes the price of gold up through the roof. And when you couple these other external factors, such as a weakening dollar, a continuing war on terrorism, higher oil prices, these are the reasons why you want to be owning gold right now.
Now, Jonathan, this has happened before. Gold has gone up when inflation goes up. I mean, it's kind of a normal thing for inflation to scare people. Why is it, if this has happened before, why don't most people own gold? I mean, is there a reason?
Well, actually, there are a lot of more people are getting accustomed to gold. It's the alternative investment. It's not like the stock market. Physical gold coins you actually get to hold on to. We're trained, Terry, to, you know, buy stocks. And when we lose money in those stocks, we're told to take it on the chin. Well, you don't have to do that anymore. There is an alternative investment. It's investing in gold. It's going to offer you safety, security, and the way the economy is being crippled right now by all these external factors, even Hurricane Katrina and Rita, you're seeing the prices of gold continue to soar. So this is definitely the time to actually get in and protect yourself with solid gold.
Well, if a person doesn't know anything about gold, where do they go? How do they get involved? How do they get acquainted with it?
Well, we have a team of gold specialists standing by right now to take your listeners' calls, where they will get absolutely a free insider's gold guide. It has a wealth of information in there, and it will show you how to purchase gold at the lowest possible prices, which gold coins will be best for you in your portfolio and for the future. And that number is 1-800-510-9594. That's 1-800-510-9594. There's absolutely no obligation. You'll get this gold guide, and it's really a wealth of information on how to protect yourself with a nest egg built of solid gold coins.
Now, folks, I've talked to quite a few people that have called you, people that have gotten involved, and they are very happy with you. And I don't say that for any other reason other than it's the truth. I would encourage people to call Jonathan. That number is 1-800-510-9594. Jonathan Rose from the Capital Gold Group. Jonathan, stay in touch with us. Let us know what's going on with this. We really appreciate you staying up and giving us a call every Sunday night. Folks, this is a live commercial because we want the latest on what's going on. We don't want something 3 or 4 days old. Jonathan, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Tony.
We appreciate you, too. We're going to give that number out again at the end of the show. That's the Capital Gold Group. Jonathan Rose, 1-800-510-9594. Take care, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
All right, folks, there it is. Here's a guy that can help you with some of your fears. I'm not here to shill for anybody. I'm just telling you that gold is one of those things that you can get hold to that does not diminish. You don't have to take it on the chin like he said some people do with stocks. Gold is a pretty good deal. Has been forever, and I don't see it going anywhere. They ain't making no new ones, that's for sure. All right, let's get back to our two guests, Bill and Doug. Doug, you were saying.
Just had a couple of quick points I'd like to make. First of all, some people are going to ask you what it's all about. I'd suggest you show them the paragraph at the top of the petition, which spells it out very succinctly. And while they're reading it, continue to solicit other signatures from passersby. Don't get caught up in lengthy conversations. Time is precious. It's all about getting the most signatures per hour for you to be productive. You know, you're taking time out from your weekend or your weekday, away from your family. Get as many as you can. Just don't get involved in debates. They want to debate it. Say, have a nice day.
Yeah.
You're not going to persuade them anyway. Don't waste your
right.
time.
Right. Don't waste your time. Move on.
But if you want to make up a poster, just hit the highlights. How about protect our border, stop illegal immigration? People see that. They're going to walk right over to you and start asking you. You flash the petition.
You
say,
what
county are you from? And just hand them the petition.
You would be surprised how many people are looking for something like this to sign.
It's true.
You know, and a lot of people out here
Absolutely.
Think they're the only ones who feel this way, and when they see you, they run up to you. I mean, this is a fact.
Every person that signs, if you have a person that says that is enthusiastic about signing, persuade them to take a blank petition,
yep.
take it home with them. They become a circulator.
That's
we
right.
multiply our efforts that way. And just one thing I'd like to say about this entire petition. There's something very elegant in its simplicity. The whole issue of driver's licenses for illegal aliens, of welfare benefits for illegal aliens, it all disappears if there are no illegal aliens.
That's right.
So you don't have to worry about what privileges they have if they're not here. If they've been deported, non-issue.
Non-issue.
I love the elegance of this. Let's go for it. I think Bill wanted to add something.
Well, for those of you who are still not certain what you can do, as a reminder, whether you want to sign the petition yourself, include family, friends, or go out and collect signatures.
Family and friends, always first.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And maybe you can give them one to circulate. You know what I mean? Because everybody works somewhere and knows somebody or has a knitting circle or whatever. They can take a petition and circulate it also.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it just multiplies. It generates itself over and over. The source, calborderpolice.com. You can log on to the website or call 916-443-6704. Once again, 916-443-6704. Now, if you'd like to collect signatures with the Santa Monica Immigration Control Meetup Group, then you can call and leave a message on our voicemail. That is 323-850-8595. Again, 323-850-8595, and someone will call you back. If you prefer to send an email, the address is illegalisillegal@yahoo.com. Our next meeting is going to be Thursday, October 27th, by the way, so check out our website. That is www.immigrationcontrol.meetup, that's with a hyphen, .com, / and the number 7, the number 7. Also remember that every petition signer is a potential petition circulator for family, friends, co-workers,
that's
and
right.
in general. So let's make Cal Border Police a reality.
And, you know, one thing I always want to tell people, if you take a petition and you've got high hopes of getting 100 signatures and it looks like you're going to get 5, you know, send it in. Mail it. Put it in an envelope and mail it. Don't sit around and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. You can always get another one, but send those in. Get them in as quick as you can. You don't have to fill up the sheet. Just right. get your signatures in. That is important.
Absolutely. So let's bring this insidious problem in California finally to an end. As the saying goes, as California goes, so goes the nation. That's our goal.
And what we're doing is taking this problem into our hands. The politicians suck. They haven't done anything about it. They've refused to do anything about it. And here's a chance for us to do something about it. And this is one of the few times that an American citizen gets to actually put his hands on the problem. And that's what we've got to do. Bill, Doug, I want to thank you guys for coming. You guys are doing great work. Anybody that wants to get involved, get involved. These guys are giving you a pattern for it. They're telling you how to do it. They're telling you how to form teams. They're telling you how to get out there, what to say to people. The important thing, well, one of the good things Doug said I really like, don't spend a lot of time with these folks. If they're going to debate, move on. Just get away from them. It's a waste of your time. If they want to debate, they weren't going to sign anyway, so don't waste your time. Thanks for coming in, guys. Don't forget the website. That's calborderpolice.com. You can go there and get your petitions, and you can make sure that you get one for yourself, for your family, for everybody else involved. It is so important. Get them as soon as you can, and I'm looking for the phone number. I know it's here. Who's got the phone number?
Cal Border Police.
So that is 916-443-6704.
All right.
And can I give our website again for our group?
Absolutely.
It is www.immigrationcontrol.meetup.com/7. There's no hyphen in there, I believe.
Okay. Now, I was told the number is 916-443-6703. That's what Ray Haynes told me, 6703. It's not 6704. Anyway, get out there and get your signatures, folks. Get it done. We need this. This is the biggest thing that's hit so far. We're going to do this, and it's going to be, boy, you want to talk about fireworks. This is going to be outrageous. Let us get to the phones now. Let's go to Ron calling from South Central L.A. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Troy, I want you to hear something. You hear all that music?
Yeah, we can hear
it. I got on the phone with Sergeant Grayson from Southwest Division tonight. Man, that guy Jay ready to call for 6:15. They finally come out here at 9. Two young cops come up here. Well, we don't hear nothing. They promised to turn the music down. That Southwest station over here on Martin Luther King Boulevard is an insult. I guess every police station in the entire United States.
Well, Ron, if you remember about 2 weeks ago, I talked about my experiences with one of these loud parties and Southwest Police Station also that just refuses to do anything unless you put pressure on them. Somebody has told a Southwest Police Station, and probably not just Southwest, but 77 too, somebody has told them, leave these people alone. Let them party. Let them revel. Let them do whatever they want to do. They are untouchable. Make sure you don't say anything to them. When Americans call, if Americans call and complain, you will get nothing from these police. These are a bunch of punk police that are afraid of these people, and I cannot understand why. And it angers me, and I know what you're going through down there on Vernon Figueroa.
No, you have no idea. For 25 long years, this degenerate police department, sitting on an honorable name like Martin Luther King and allowing these illegal alien filth to literally blast this live music, they're playing it out in the parking lot, for God's sake.
As we speak.
And it's so loud. Hey, I can. You know one thing, Jerry. I didn't sell the property thanks to Wayne Scott and Associates because I dislike the people down here. We have a police department that no longer serves the public. We have a police department that no longer serves the public in the city of Los Angeles. And I know that the LAPD and the sheriff's department monitor your station, and by God, they opt you. You know what is common knowledge at Headquarters Division in Monterey Park about the Southwest Division? They don't write police reports. So that way they don't have to investigate.
You know, Ron, any police officer that listens to this show, they hear the commercials we run for the sheriff's union from Roy Burns. They know I'm always been extremely pro police, but I will not be pro police department if the police department refuses to do their job and allows these people to come to our community. I guarantee you that if that was a black family in there playing Bobby Blue Bland or Wilson Pickett or somebody else, they would shut them down and put everybody in jail. But the fact that these people are the untouchables, the new untouchables, nobody says a word. And I have seen these sergeants drive by and not even stop, not even say a word, and just keep going. And then when you call up and you complain about it, you know what they say? Oh, no, the sergeant stopped. That's a lie. The sergeant did not stop. He took one look and accelerated and got on out of there. This angers me because we deserve better. We have paid taxes for years. We've paid property taxes, sales taxes, excise taxes, taxes. And guess what we get? Nothing. What we get from these police is a wink and a nod to shut your mouth and go away and don't say a word about it, because these people are the new chosen ones. And I'm sick of it. I am sick of it based on 1,000 different reasons, but I'm mostly sick of it based on money. We have paid for this and we don't get anything. Ron, I got to go. My best to you, buddy. Just go inside and turn on your radio and put on some earmuffs or something. You know what I mean? And just remember who these last police chiefs were. We had that sorry Daryl Gates. We had that sorry Willie Williams. And then we had this Chief Parks, who really sucked and sucks now as a city council member. And now we've got this other foreigner from back east, this Bratton. We've got nothing. We had nothing since Dad Davis was in office. And I'm telling you, it's getting worse by the day. Thanks for the call, Ron. Take care, buddy.
God be with you, my son.
Let's go to Keith calling from Los Angeles. Keith, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Hey, Doug, Bill, good job. The reason I'm calling is to outreach to some of your listeners. We need volunteers. Anyone that wants to step up and help us collect signatures for the California Border Police, come on and step up. It's for your future, our future, your kids' future, California's future. If you'd like to reach me, call me at area code 323-850-8595. Again, the phone number is area code 323-850-8595. Also, you can contact me through email. The email address is illegalisillegal@yahoo.com. This is real important, people.
This is the real deal, Keith. This is where the rubber meets the road.
That's right.
This is time to show and tell.
That's it.
You know what I mean? Stand up and be counted. Fish or cut bait. This is the time. And if people don't do it now, they're going to cry later and it'll be too late. Get out there. Get off your butt. Get these signatures and send some money in so these people can buy what they need and get it done. Now's the time. We got 2 months, and that ain't a whole long time.
California Border Police, let's put it over the top.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Keith.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Ron calling from Orange. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say?
Man, Terry, I'll tell you what, I've got so much to say. I wish I had, like, more time. Let me tell you, to everyone out there, went to a place called Chicano Style. It's a rag shop in the city of Santa Ana, Main Place Shopping Mall. In this store, there were things that were clearly revolutionary, clearly anti-American. Literally had a picture, a red silhouette of a dude getting ready to throw a Molotov cocktail. Had a talk with the owner and bought a book that they were selling called Migra Mouse. This thing is full of hate. Has a cartoon here that says, and I'm quoting, "Gringos hate immigrants 187% more each day." I showed this piece of filth to the owner and he said, quote, "It's funny."
Yeah, let me tell you how funny it is. It's so funny that his days are numbered. It's so funny that every time they print one of these T-shirts or one of these signs or whatever, or puts this on a website and an American reads it, that American wakes up. It's so funny that every time I bring it to somebody's attention who scoffed at me and said, "Oh, you're just overblowing this whole thing," they look at me and say, they get involved. So you know what, Ron? Look at it from a different point of view. Look at it from the point of view that they are doing our job for us. Every time we play Mr. Gutierrez, every time we play all these people on these quotes who talk against America and talk about a war going on and it's a declaration of war. Every time they hear what these people talk about when they say the last gasp for white America, we wake up somebody. This is good for us. And we should advertise where people can go and see these things. I hope they stay in business and sell a million of them, because every time somebody wears one, they create a new American. And that's what we need.
You know, Terry, I think you may be right. I never thought about it like that.
Absolutely. It's good for us, Ron. They are good for us with this. They advertise our move and our movement, and they make sure that everybody sees what we say. See, when we say it, it's one thing. When they see it in public, it's something else.
You're absolutely right. But I will say this, too. He was pretty quick to point out that there was also John Lennon of the Beatles, Frederick Douglass, and Martin Luther King. And I was also quick to point out to him, yeah, well, you want to know what? Not one of those three guys ever advocated violence in the street or killing people.
And they weren't racist. These people are the most racist people on the planet of the earth. Thanks for the call, Ron. Take care, buddy. All right. Let's go to James calling from Santa Rosa, California. James, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say?
Oh, I just wanted to say, Terry, first-time caller up here in Northern California, and we got our problems, too. Every year, it is incredible to see just the lawlessness that happens in my small town on the 5th of May. I refuse to call it the other way. It's the 5th of May, up and down the streets. They got to bring in extra police. They cordon off the main arteries of traffic. And in the southwest part of town, where most of them live, they had riots breaking out. Knifings, riots, shootings, every year. It's all the way up
That is typical. James, that is typical. I'm glad to hear that it's going on up there, because the more places it goes on, the better we will do fixing the problem. But, you know, I was just reading the other day about some kid in Elgin, Illinois, who refused to stand for the Mexican National Anthem there. It was on Mexican Independence Day, and they played the National Anthem. And this kid refused to stand up. And, you know, he was reprimanded, and his parents were calling everything. I wish I knew who he was. I'd write him a check. You know what I mean? This is outrageous.
You know, Terry, I just had a thought, too. You know, you ought to take some of those sound cuts from these groups like La Mecha and others, make a CD out of it, and sell them, and the money
you can get the CD free from Barbacoa if you need one. They've already been circulated.
Oh, okay.
If you want the CD with the clips, contact Barbacoa. It's 1-877-NO-ILLEGALS. 877-NO-ILLEGALS. You can get a copy of that. She will send it to you. It is a very good piece. We don't want to sell them. We want to get them into the hands of everybody we can so they can be played.
All right,
James,
well,
I got to go.
Keep up the fight, brother.
Thanks for calling. Call me again, buddy.
I will.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to John calling from Huntington Beach. John, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Terry. How are you?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, you know, the thing that's amazing to me about this era that we're in is that in any previous era, if you'd have had something going on like that kid refusing to salute the Mexican National Anthem, people would have thrown a fit over that.
Oh, yeah.
But what you see now is you see not only politicians in both of the parties and the corporate bigwigs in this era, where there's these mega mergers and you know, you have people violating antitrust laws and allowed to do things that and own monopolies that never would have allowed before in the past. And then you have your Hollywood celebrities, you know, whenever you see them interviewed on politics, you know, they don't know half of what they're talking about. Or you see this with the radio talk show hosts.
Well, the TVs and radios are filled with people that don't know anything.
They don't know anything.
I could name a few, but they put me off the air here. But it's really sad that it's that way. You know what I mean?
Well,
and John, it's
right.
And it's getting worse by the day. But guess what? There's also some shiny lights out there that people can look at.
May I make just one more point?
Real quick, I gotta go.
You know, you've heard of the Council on Foreign Relations, right?
Right.
Of course. Well, you know, they sponsored that meeting that President Bush had with Vicente Fox, the president of Mexico, and the Canadian prime minister in March, where they want to get rid of all the borders and everything by 2010, another 4 years, right?
Right.
Well, guess what? The CFR now has its latest people who have joined them is actor Warren Beatty, Michael Douglas, Richard Dreyfuss, and Ron Silver.
What else would you expect?
And this was in Time magazine recently. I'm looking at it right here.
Got to go, John. Thanks for the call.
Unbelievable.
Let's go to Greg calling from Las Vegas. Greg, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, how's it going, Terry?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, just recently our wonderful Governor Kenny Gwynn said that when questioned if he would also call for a state of emergency in the state of Nevada, he said that he didn't see no problem in the state with illegal immigration.
Yeah, they never do.
It's a minor problem. You know, in Las Vegas, I'm going to tell you, I know this gentleman whose wife works in payroll, one of the major casinos here in town, and he told me a really scary story. What they've been doing is that every 6 months, the same employees are switching out Social Security numbers on their payroll.
Unbelievable.
unbelievable. And you know, that proves right there that when these employees are saying, well, we don't know that they're illegal and we're just going by the law. Tell me if someone's switching out Social Security numbers on your payroll by the law.
I think that's a tale that maybe they do know. You know what I mean?
It's insanity.
It is. Got to go. Hey, Greg, my best to your wife.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
All right, buddy.
Another thing, Unite the Fight meeting on the 11th.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Take care. Let's go to William Gein, calling from Raleigh, North Carolina. William, I'm sorry, buddy, just a few minutes, not much time.
Thanks, Tim McCall, friend. Look, Terry, tonight we're working the Alipac network, and we're trying to get the mainstream media to break the news that a reliable source, which has now led to an FBI memo on the topic, reports that MS-13 plans to kill American police officers on October 30th, 1030, the 13th. This has been confirmed to a confidential informant. The source is considered reliable in the past, and we're doing our best to get the words out to the men and women on the thin blue line that the new boss plans to take down police officers in America in about, 20 days.
Well, I hope they get the word. I've seen it in quite a few places. I hope they get the word and, you know, allow these police have policies in place that are going to aid the MS-13s in doing what they want to do. So I hope they get the word. Bill, I got to go, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Terry.
Take care. Let's go to Tim calling from Moor Park. Tim, not much time. You got about 30 seconds.
Hi, Terry. I'm Tim Callum Carrion. What would happen if we enforced the law and I'm running for U.S. President, U.S. Senate, and U.S. House?
Okay, that about covers it all, Tim. Appreciate the call, buddy.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Sandy calling from Phoenix. Sandy, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. I just wanted to pass along a few tips to collecting signatures that I learned over here with Prop 200. I didn't have the full day to go out and to vote, but I'll tell you, whenever I left the house, I never left without a petition.
That's a good idea.
And when I went to the post office and had to stand and wait, I'd pick up a couple signatures there.
Good idea.
I had to go to Costco, and we all know you stand in line there. Now, it's private property, but do you think when you've got a load of groceries or a load of things you're buying, anybody's going to throw you out?
No, they're not. And
they won't.
Keep the petitions in your car so you won't forget them.
Right.
Keep some in your vehicle, and you'll have them with you at all times. Sandy,
You're standing in line at the bank. Instead of having dead time, you're collecting a signature or two.
Good stuff.
And
good stuff.
I used to get, we had 15 per petition, and I'd get one a week.
All right, Sandy. We appreciate that. That's good stuff. We really appreciate it. Take care, Sandy.
Take care, Terry.
Bye-bye. All right, folks, don't forget our sponsor, www.thecapitalgoldgroup.com. That's 1-800-510-9594, 1-800-510-9594. That's Jonathan Rose. I want to remind everybody this week with the swings, these are very good pieces we have on our website, theterryandersonshow.com. This week with the swings, this week is Sly as a Fox News, Mort Kondracki. What an idiot. What an idiot this Mort Kondracki is. And the other one is Dream Chasers. But the Mort Kondracki, I mean, you won't believe this man. He is a total idiot. Anyway, anybody who wants to stand up for the law is a demagogue, you know? And don't forget our good buddy Rusty Childress at Childress Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue and Camelback in Phoenix, Arizona. If you need service, if you need a new car, you need a used car, you need an oil change, go see Rusty. He is standing up for America, folks. I want to thank my engineer tonight, Rob Ishmael. I also want to thank Mel Haffenfeld for doing the phones for us and remind you we do need your help to stay on the air, folks. Please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. We do need your help, folks, and that is a fact. I want to remind you of those three websites we talk about every week, theterryandersonshow.com, of course. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at deportaliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, americanpatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, begging you to get out there and get your petitions and attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.